The Osgood Files, sponsored by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Israeli Army Chief of Staff was as clear as he could be. By that he means that once Hezbollah is finished as a fighting force, then we can talk ceasefire. More after this from Charlie. Pope Benedict pleaded for a quick solution to the fighting. United Nations diplomats were moving words around on pieces of paper, but the Israeli Army Chief of Staff was clear. Military action in Lebanon will stop only when certain questions are answered. Hezbollah has surprised some observers by fighting back in the manner of a trained army, and their missiles are reaching deeper into Israel. But fighting is not the same as winning, and they do not appear to be winning. The Israeli army now has 10,000 soldiers on the ground, eliminating pockets of resistance, as the news dispatches so neatly put it, which means they are exterminating every Hezbollah fighter they can find. That included attacking a hospital in Baalbek, which residents said is financed by an Iranian charity, but which Israel says was an arsenal with weapons stuffed in hospital offices. If Hezbollah was hoping that Israeli public opinion would stop the fighting, it made a big miscalculation, because its rockets, by all accounts, have actually unified the country. And if it was hoping that the United Nations, the Pope, and other peacemakers would come to the rescue, well, when the Palestinian and Lebanese governments can't even control the fighters operating on their territory, who exactly would a peace deal be negotiated with? The fighting may indeed be making Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah into a hero. But Israel appears to be willing to accept that. In fact, they hope to go the next step and make him a martyr. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 3rd, 2006.